the back of the house.
What do you mean is that?
Well, see, the house is built into a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And so the you come in, the front of it, you come in, you're on the ground level. You're up at the top of the hill. You come in, and it's like that, and then it goes down the hill underneath. Mm-hmm. So the back part where you come in the front, you walk in here, you're on the ground here, and you walk in, and you come back to here, and you're one story up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big wooden deck, just a like a patio up in the air, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had chairs and stuff out there. It has a big railing around it. You could sit out there, and it slopes down here. And this is a great big park, good park. And it, for years it was undeveloped. It was just beautiful hills and trees and a creek running through it. And then they developed it here a few years back, and now it's got a swimming pool and picnic tables and a teen teepee and just all kinds of things out there now. I wish they'd left it alone.
Your parents still own that house?
Uh-huh, yeah, they still live there. Okay, that's the upstairs. This is the kitchen around here. This is the den and living room, hall, boys' room. My room, parents' room, bath. Everything in our rooms was built in. My dad believed in built-ins, and we had gobs of closet space. He had a built-in dressing table and closets all along this wall, and the boys had closets all along there, and hanging closets, hanging sliding things along this wall. And in my parents' room, they had all built-ins along this wall, closets and dressing table and everything. And all along the hall here was closet space. And in the bathrooms, all the closets were, you know, the cupboards were built in.
That's the house your father?
He designed it. Behind the fireplace is right here. He built the fireplace himself. And that's the upstairs. And then there's a right here is the stairway.
Mm-hmm.
And you go down the stairway, and downstairs is the same size as the house. And it's three garages. And the stairs come down right over this garage, so it could never be used as a full garage except for like a Volkswagen or something like that. So Daddy had his workbench and all of its gear in the freezer and everything, and the washer and dryer were here.
What do you mean three garages? You mean space for three cars?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they never put them in because Daddy never paved the driveway. It came around back. So we very seldom ever put the cars in because if it rained, you were stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So actually what it is, it's a big storeroom,
mm-hmm.
huge storeroom. What are you doing, Brandon?
I don't know. What's he
doing? I'm visiting. Can you say hello? Let's see. And oh, there was the bath over here. And this was all louvered along here and along. Louvered windows. Those crank out kind, the glass crank outs. And we had a ping pong table that the top lifted up. And it had a train set inside of it, and that was always down there. And there was an old-timey piano over here.
What did you call that room?
The rumpus room. People don't call them that anymore. And whenever I had slumber parties, we'd push everything off into the corners, and we'd all lay down on there was two big iron posts there too, holding up the rafter, the beams.
Mm-hmm.
This room was never finished off real fancy. It was always kind of in the rough.
Did you have heating down there and stuff?